Chiefs in Paris as Iraq's Prime Minister signs an economic agreement with France. It aims to increase cooperation in energy and public transportation. Mohammed Shaya Sudani has described it as a valuable partnership that will reform and develop his country.
It's the first long-term strategic agreement to be sealed by an Iraqi government at the Elysee Palace. A partnership with France opens the door to Europe. It includes investment in oil and gas, clean energy, and a tramline project.
But back home, anger soaring as the local currency depreciates against the US dollar. It is reportedly a result of money laundering by Iraqi banks and the smuggling of dollars across the border to countries including Iran. Many blame institutional corruption.
The Prime Minister hasn't delivered on his promises. Now we are hungry because of his failure, and he can't even confront Parliament with it. If he's unable to solve the matter, he should step down.
In a bid to contain public anger, Sudani has sacked the central bank governor. When he took office in October, the Prime Minister promised to fight corruption, and his administration has been praised for exposing the embezzlement of billions of dollars. But it's also been accused of nepotism.
This government is basically serving political interests rather than serving the people. It sacked many officials and replaced them with its allies, including unqualified and corrupt officials. That means the prime minister is manipulated by certain political parties, and the people reject this.
In mid-January, after months of silence, supporters of prominent Shia leader Muqtada Sadr gathered in Baghdad to denounce state corruption and call for economic reforms. Sudani is also trying to balance Iraqi foreign policy by taking a less confrontational approach towards Washington.
To strengthen his position and gain international support, Sudani is hoping to keep up on the momentum of cooperation with Western powers. But that could be challenging if his Iran-backed allies continue to reject America's presence in Iraq, and if talks to revive the nuclear deal remain deadlocked. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.